So what we want to achieve is basically we're reviewing Marine Notice 10 of 2021, which is basically giving certain exemptions to seafarers for training and all of that because of the availability of training space and the risks posed by some of the training in relation to COVID. So we've given these exemptions for just over a year now, and the decision was made in the recent past that the next review needs to be informed by information we gather from the industry. And we categorized the role players or the stakeholders who are interested in this or the interested parties into seafarers as the primary interested persons, training institutions, and the third group, which is divided into two, is the employers, whether they're acting directly or they're acting through the employment agencies. So, and the, what we've done in the questionnaire is that each we ask each group of people specific questions that try to help us build a secular view of the whole situation to see, you know, whether there's available space, training space versus the demand for training, but also how it's affecting the seafarers themselves, especially those who must pay for themselves, and those who must be whose companies must pay for them. So that's what we're trying to establish, so that when we do update that marine notice, it's quite because we're trying to work towards returning some normalcy in certification where people are holding certificate, all valid certificates. So we wanted to bring the industry to say, we've been giving exemptions for so long, but before we go back to saying the period for exemptions and exceptions is ended, what is the situation out there in terms of training? How many people need training? How much of it, training space is available? And also, do seafarers, how is that affecting the seafarers themselves in terms of rejoining their next ship and the like?
You referring generally to seafarers, but I do assume that you are also looking at the fishing sector as well.
Yeah, and I mean, when I say seafarers, I'm talking about all seafarers, inclusive of those who work in port operations, fishing vessels, and all kinds of vessels, including those involved in sport and recreation, or what we informally call pleasure vessels and things like that. So all groups of seafarers are included in this process.
Now, in relation to the marine notice that was issued, what is the content of that marine notice and how does it relate to this survey?
Yeah, so the content of the marine notice is such that when the pandemic started, we took a lead from the IMO, and basically we said all certificates that were expiring or due to expire when the COVID-19 pandemic or lockdowns started, we would give them extensions. And we've been giving these extensions for periods, periodically, the first one was until June last year, and then we extended it by 3 months, and then another 3 months, and so that's what we've been doing since then. But I think we're at that point where we're saying further exemptions or exceptions may start posing risk. Safety risk to the environment and the people working on those ships and the ships themselves. So for us to bring the to go back to where there's not as many exemptions as we have at the moment, we want to find out how many people are reliant on it, and so that we can determine how quick we can return back to that normalcy, if I can put it that way.